Hello, good evening. My name is Mary and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion.
Okay, let me just turn my stove off because I'm cooking something. Hold on,
okay.
Please.
Okay, thanks. Yes, of course.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Okay, first question. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
100% I will be voting. So I think that was your first one.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And what is your name again?
My name is Mary.
Mary, thank you. Okay.
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other?
Okay, and before I answer that, and I will answer that, I am registered as something, but I don't vote that way. I am registered as a Democrat.
Okay. It is okay. This is a safe space. Your
okay.
All of your opinions are right. Okay? Here we don't have wrong answers.
Okay.
So what is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what is your age?
73.
Thank you. Okay, and generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
I believe I'll give credit in some way, and I will not give credit in other ways. I think that the expanse of development has come too fast without proper thinking.
Okay, so would you say, but between these two options, between going in the right direction or going on the wrong track, which one would you do?
Oh, that's a tough one. I wish there was a middle one for that one. Let me think. Are you talking about the city or the state?
The city of Miami.
Wrong direction.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on the most to help you and your family? I will read the choices. You can choose. I know that you might want to select more than one, but we can just pick one. So
okay.
The options are crime and neighborhood safety, corruption and city government, affordable housing, property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, traffic and congestion, growth and overdevelopment.
Oh, there's four that I could pick, but you only want one. What was the very first one again?
Crime and neighborhood safety.
Let me think about that. So, see, the crime and the traffic and the overdevelopment. Okay, I won't put in the overdevelopment right now. Let me think. And inflation. Oh, my God. I just got killed at Publix, let me tell you. I guess I would go with crime and safety first because the other things can be easily fixed. That one really cannot. So that deserves more attention.
Okay. Thank you very much for your answer. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well.
Okay.
First name on the list, Manolo Reyes.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
They don't have a rate, just a favorable, right? Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. And next name is Daniela Levine Cava.
Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second, honey. One second,
okay.
Mary.
Yes. Yeah, don't worry. Take your time.
I'm watching the stove because I didn't turn it off all the way. Okay, go on.
Don't worry. It's okay. Next name, Francis Suarez.
I used to like him more than I do now. Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Joe Carollo.
100% unfavorable and very.
Okay. Thank you. Miguel Gavela.
Oh, that's the new one that came in for, is that District 2?
I'm not.
Or did she take over for Ken Russell?
Actually, he's on District 1 based on what I can see. But to be honest with you, I get a little bit mixed up with the names because I worked with all of the countries, so there are a lot of names.
Oh, okay. So say her name again, Michelle Gavela?
No, Miguel. Miguel.
Oh, Miguel Gavela.
Yeah.
I don't know how, I don't know him too well, to be fair. So you said that I can tell you, I'm not so certain. Yeah.
Don't worry. It's okay. Next name on the list, Aileen Higgins.
I don't know what she's done, so I can't make an opinion. But I will, I'll say, I don't know her.
Okay. It's okay. Then we have Christine King.
Same thing with her. I know all three of these names, but I don't know much about them.
No, it's okay. Then we have Kamala Harris.
The most disgusting person in the history of the world.
Okay. All right, very unfavorable.
I know you're not allowed to make opinions, but...
I imagine that for you will be very unfavorable, right?
Beyond. You need to put in another level.
Okay, I understand. Next name is Damian Pardo.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, and last name on the list, Donald Trump.
100% fabulous. The best. Okay. The greatest president we ever had.
Okay, very
famous. I don't like all his mannerisms, but you know what? Who cares? I care more about his policies. That's what will save our country.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. And now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote?
Okay, by the way, when you hang up the phone, are you going to tell your friends, oh, I got this one woman, and she is madly crazy for him.
No.
She's a Trumpster.
No, not at all. Actually, I'm enjoying this a lot, and I'm not lying. Thank you. I mean, it's very hard to... I mean, the way that you are doing this is very, very nice, and I would like that everybody that helps you.
I know. You know what? Your position is a tough one because you get so many people that say, I don't want to talk about it now, or they don't want to give their politics because they're afraid. And, we all have a lot to be afraid of. But thank you for that because that made my day. So go ahead with your next question. I'm walking back into the kitchen to make sure I don't have a fire here. Okay.
You're making my day.
I'm making you what?
You're making my day, too.
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Okay. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Donald Trump. Hands down, 100%.
I already know your answers, but in some cases I will have to read the question and the
sure.
answers. No.
Sure.
For example, this question. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
100%.
Definitely.
Donald Trump voting, yes.
Okay. Now, the survey from now on will focus on a couple of possible referendums. So, when voters go to the polls, to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November.
After yes, I think I looked them over. Actually, I think I still saved the thing that came to me. And are you saying ballot or ballot? Because I don't know the word ballot.
Ballot.
But if you mean ballot.
Ballot. Yeah, ballot.
That's it. Ballot. Okay.
Yeah.
I got it right in front of me, actually. And I got the three referendums right here, I think. I read them.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum. So the first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter...
Wait, shall what? Shall what? Honey, I didn't catch it. What's the question? Shall what?
Shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor.
So you're basically asking me they have to live where they're going to try to get into that district as a commissioner. 100% yes. 100% yes. I don't like these shenanigans. But the one thing I don't like, and both sides of the aisle are totally responsible for this, and that is they purposely phrase their questions on these the question and answer ones like you're doing right now in such a difficult way to make it confusing. So, you know, you've got to read it very, very carefully when people are voting. So, but yes, they have to live in their district.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I know it is like a tangle, but don't worry. If usually when I'm reading these, I ended up explaining a little bit, like doing a brief resume of what I just said.
Right. It's not you. It's the people that write it.
Yeah. The next question. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I am definitely voting yes in favor.
Thank you. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Parrot Jungle Trail on Watson Island, and the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resiliency Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning waiving by then and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing, infrastructure, and other public benefits. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Well, I'm not 100% sure. I am absolutely inclined to say no.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Oh, I'm definitely voting.
But would you say definitely voting no or probably voting no against?
Oh. I'm definitely voting no.
Okay.
I'm a Taurus. We're very opinionated.
I am too.
Are you kidding?
No.
When is your birthday? Don't tell me it's the same day as mine.
It's April 26th.
April 30th?
Oh.
I never give so-so answers. I think out the question, and then I'm firm in my commitment, unless somebody is able to sway me by educating me about something that I didn't know. But otherwise, I make my opinion because I'm very well read about most of these things.
Yeah, I am. Once I take a decision, nobody can move me. But there is some Libra in me. My moon is Libra. So it's a little bit hard for me to take a decision. But once a decision is taken, nobody can move me from there.
I love it. I love being a Taurus. You have no idea.
Me too.
No matter how small it is, I was just at my periodontist, and he's a Taurus too. And I said, look, when I get this toothbrush, it doesn't matter. Yes, it's the most expensive one, but I'm a Taurus. I'm going to get the best of the best, and it's going to do the best job. And he laughed and laughed and laughed.
Yeah. Since I was a child, my dad always told me the same. You know what? Once he told me, you know what? Whatever you pick, it will be always the most expensive thing in the store or in the street, whatever. For example, if I pick a car, it was like, oh, I like that car. You know what? That car is like, costs the same as a house. And I was like, I didn't know it's
a I'm exactly like you. We're twins.
Yeah. So, okay. The next question. The third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall city charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair, for fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive binding, and authorize at no cost to city $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed use to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I would vote no.
Okay, thank you.
I have a quick question for you. Yes? You may not know this, but when I got that sample ballot, and by the way, it's a firm no. It's a definite no. I know you need to put that in.
Yeah,
but
that's
the three questions that came in the mail, you know, in a pull-out section, you know, one that looks like the neighbor's section, it had three different questions. So that's confusing because this says, this is, I think, that was Miami-Dade County elections. So now you're probably, I don't know where your questions will be and which questions I'll get in my district. Do you think because I'm in Edgewater that I'll get the ones that you just read off to me or the three that are in the paper?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, sorry. I really don't have the answer.
Okay. Well, I'll have to find – well, I'll soon find out when I vote in November. But nevertheless, on those two, the last two are no's, and the first one was a yes.
Okay. Now, the remaining part of the survey will focus on this third referendum on Watson Island, the one that I just asked you about. So there will be a few questions in which we will talk about pretty much everything that we just discussed, but by pieces. For example, this question. You will now be giving some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. First component, all at no cost to city and taxpayers.
What was that first word?
All, everything. All.
All or oh, spell it.
All. A-L-L, all, like
all,
everything.
All. Okay, read it again. All what?
All at no cost to the city or taxpayers.
So what am I supposed to I'm supposed to answer, do I agree with that?
If that is something that you approve or disapprove.
Oh, I see what they're doing. You know what? That's such a game that these people play. I just saw right through it. So they'll get what, you know, the people say, oh, sure, that sounds good. Well, there's no free lunch. We pay for it somehow. That's what people don't understand when they say, it's free, you don't have to pay for it. We wind up paying for it in a different way. So my answer is that I'm still a no on all of that.
Okay. Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove because I don't trust it.
Okay. Next component, a $9 million contribution to affordable housing.
No. Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Reducing the overall amount of development.
No, because I don't trust it.
Strongly disapprove.
Yes.
Okay. Allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums.
No. Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value.
No.
Okay. Strongly disapprove, right?
Yes.
Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Read that one again, please.
Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
I like that because I'm on the bay also, and that's what they want to do. It's called the Bay Walk, and new buildings that go up build it like Paraíso. But the thing is, they're trying to make it connect to everywhere. So I would agree with that one.
Okay. Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And allowing office space to be included?
No.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. You will now be giving a more detailed description of this proposal.
What was that word? What's the word? One more time.
Detailed.
Oh, detail.
Yeah.
By the way, let me go back to one thing and just tell you this. I mean, this is just off the record now. You know, when you are in a, I used to be president of a condominium, and let's say you're in a condominium and you have office there or you have a hotel there, they wind up calling the shots and the unit owners wind up paying for it. So that's why I'm against it. But go ahead. Go to your next one.
Thank you. Okay, this proposal will update an already voted approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms that voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including higher city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used.
Does it tell who's funding it?
No, sorry, we don't have that information.
We don't have that. No, I'm against it.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Probably no. The options here are definitely no or probably no.
Probably no.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? About the
public access to the water.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Thank you. And sure. You will now be giving some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So the first argument, this proposal will result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding. So for you, is this...
And also, let's not forget putting giving raises to the commissioners. No, that's not a good argument. I'm still against it. Well, what are my options?
Your options are very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or makes no difference.
Not at all convincing.
Okay. Thank you. Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families. So is this convincing or not convincing for you?
Somewhat. Is it just yes, what, two different answers or what?
Yeah, well, the same four options, very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, and not at all convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering in addition to 1,000 more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry paying a living wage. City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs.
Not very convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal would reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built.
Wait, I'm so sorry. Could you repeat that one?
Yeah. This proposal will result in less overall development than voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built.
Okay. Not very convincing.
Okay. Thank you. Not at all convincing or not too convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. And the last argument is this proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project.
Not at all convincing, not at all, if you have that one.
Thank you. You will now be giving some statements against this proposal on Watson Island.
Let me ask you this one question, because the dinner is ready, so how much more do you have?
Actually, this one is the last question that is very long, and the rest of them are shorter. And we are.
Is there any way? Is there any way you could give me just, you know, like 30 minutes and then call me back for the remaining?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Okay, or do this. It's 7. Do it by 7:30 to 7:45.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
And then
yeah,
we can leave.
Back.
Okay, honey. Thank you.
No, you're
bye-bye.
Welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.